13 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number 2 of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Final hour of the show today. We're cut just a bit short because at 5, it's the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County presented by the Elyria Public Library System. And then lots of high school girls tournament basketball action coming your way shortly thereafter. On the radio and on stream 1, Avon Lake against Strongsville at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. When that game is done, it's Avon against Olmsted Falls. And I'll have the call for you later tonight beginning at 7:45 on stream 2 at WEOL.com, Clearview against Bay. But we return to the hotline right now to bring back in our Hollywood guru, the one, the only, Mr. Al Harris. Al, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Lovely, and I'll tell you what, a lot to talk about today. You know, we had Michael in for you last week, and we scratched the surface on a couple of topics, but I feel like we haven't talked to you in weeks, and while sometimes there are weeks where it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot going on in Hollywood, there's a lot going on now with the Academy Awards on the horizon, obviously some pretty good flicks at the box office the last couple of weeks as well, TV heating up also, but I want to begin with Black Panther. I mean, I think we all kind of figured that it would have a monumental effect on the box office, but are you surprised at the punch that it has delivered, especially 2 weeks in?
Not at all. I think the biggest surprise I have is that, not that it did as well this week, but this was, the past 2 weeks have been really strange for February. There's been, like, good movies released, so it wasn't just like Black Panther was beating, you know, bad talent. Annihilation and Game Night both came out this week. I was not able to catch Annihilation. I caught Game Night, but they're both getting great reviews. I really enjoyed Game Night. And I thought those two would do better in the box office. They didn't, and I think a lot of that still has to do with Black Panther. I don't think it's because people weren't going to see these movies. I think people are catching up on Black Panther, and I think Black Panther is still going to do well next week. And I think Black Panther could just run with it for, like, the next month or so. The buzz has been there, and the reviews and everything else has followed up on the buzz. And it's not just, like, you know, this is the, you know, an all-black cast is all that. That's kind of part of it. But it's also, this is a very good movie. It's a very good superhero movie. And that's going to keep people coming in. And I don't see this dying down for a while.
I don't see it dying down either. And I went and saw it last week. I thought it was really well done. I mean, I think it's awfully difficult to avoid predictability to some degree. That would be the only slam I had on it. But if that's the only thing I could say negatively about it, that tells you all you need to know. I thought it was really well done. Now, you mentioned Game Night, my friend. And I've been looking at this for a while. I've not gone to see it. What made that so great?
One is the script is a little unpredictable, as we just talked about predictability. There's some, like, clever twists. There's some smart things done. But to me, what really stands out is it's an A-list cast doing a goofy comedy, and everyone just brings it. I mean, it makes me, like, I miss Rachel McAdams in a comedy. Like, Wedding Crashers, Mean Girls, I forgot how good she was in comedies, and she was fantastic. Jesse Plemons stole the show. You had Kyle Chandler, Jason Bateman. Like, there's a couple surprise guests, so I don't want to ruin that. But it's just a well-acted movie, and all these people sell the jokes so well. And it's shot in a very strange way for a comedy, almost more of like, it's almost shot like an action thriller, even though it is a comedy. And it adds, like, again, unpredictability, but adds something new to the territory. That could just be, you know, a throwaway gag movie. And it's just very fun. And like I said, the cast is what sells it for me. Jesse Plemons and Rachel McAdams are the MVPs of that movie, but everyone else brings it.
Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, he brings it every single week here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, it is Oscar season, my friend. And I know we've at least brushed by this a couple of times in recent weeks. But, you know, now that the time is here, what kinds of predictions do you have as we get closer and closer to the Academy Awards?
Well, here's the thing. For the past, month or so, since the Golden Globes, I've been pretty certain that I knew five of the big six. And that was Gary Oldman was going to win Best Actor, Frances McDormand Best Actress, and I still believe that. Guillermo del Toro will win Best Director, I still believe in that. But now I'm a little the supporting actor and actresses, I still think Allison Janney and Sam Rockwell are the favorites. But I think Willem Dafoe or Richard Jenkins in the supporting actor could take it. And we always see surprises in that category. My money's still on Sam Rockwell, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if Willem Dafoe wins. And I think, I'm drawing a blank on supporting actress. Allison Janney, there you go. Itanya is going to win it. I think Lori Metcalf from Lady Bird's coming on strong, so we'll see. And this is the first year, I'll be honest, I'm pretty happy with all those choices. Best Picture, I have no idea. I am so confused by that. I think at the end of the day, Shape of Water may take it. But Three Billboards is right there. You have Lady Bird, Dunkirk. You have such a strong – it's a strong category without one movie really taking it over. So I have no idea. If I'm going to – if I'm a betting man, I'd say Shape of Water. But it's been quite a while since one movie won Best Director and Best Picture, and I don't see anyone beating Del Toro. So I don't know. We'll see. And if Del Toro wins, this is just another thing with Mexican directors, Mexican cinema. They're known as like the three godfathers of Mexican cinema, which are Alfonso Cuarón, Iñárritu, and Del Toro. And if Del Toro wins, that means all three of them will win a Best Picture. And that's crazy to me to think that would happen. And the fact that these Mexican cinema, Mexican directors are doing so well in American cinema, it's kind of crazy when you hear all about, like, you know, it being dominated by mostly white people. It's fantastic, and hopefully they can make it 3 for 3.
You mentioned Allison Janney and her role as Best Supporting Actress in I, Tonya. Now, I've heard a lot about that. I've not seen I, Tonya, and I heard it's actually a little bit funnier and a little bit looser than some people lead it to believe, but who does she play in that? Does she play Nancy Kerrigan? Who does she play in that movie?
Allison Janney. She'd be an old Nancy Kerrigan.
That's what I was thinking. So who does she play in that?
She plays her mother.
She plays Tonya Harding's mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's very abusive. And I don't know if you've ever watched like the 30 for 30 in Tonya Harding. She always has a bird on her shoulder, and she's kind of crazy. And that's who she is, man. She's insane. And but she plays it so well, and it's – I don't even know how to explain it. It's the perfect role for her. And because of the abuse by her and her husband, it really makes you sympathetic towards Tonya Harding, which I didn't think would be possible. That's a movie that I don't think is very well directed, but I think the script is very good and the actors are very good, and Allison Janney is fantastic. So I still think she's the favorite, but like I said, Laurie Metcalf is coming on strong. And that's kind of great to me, is these are two long-time television actresses that switched to film later in life, and now we're both looking to possibly win an Oscar. So I think that's great for both of them.
Refresh my memory. Laurie Metcalf was on Roseanne. Is that right?
Was on Roseanne, correct. And Allison Janney was on West Wing, and now she's on that show, Mom.
Yes. I've seen Mom, and I remember her from her time at West Wing also.
Yeah.
And, you know, boy, West Wing had some heavy hitters, no question about that. When you go back and you watch it on Netflix. Again, we're talking with Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Wanted to throw this at you also. USA Today released 5 shows that we should watch now that the Olympics are over. I want to throw a few of these at you to see if, A, have you seen them, B, what you think of them, and C, I want to know exactly what you were hearing about some of these shows. So here are just a few I picked out of the heap here. James Norton starring as Mick Mafia on AMC. Mick Mafia's got me a little intrigued. Any idea what this is and what this is all about?
Yeah, so this is one that kind of is flown under the radar. And I think it deals with the Russian mob. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it is. But to me, it seems like a lot of those lesser AMC shows that they've been putting on, trying to recapture what they had with when Mad Men, Breaking Bad, and Walking Dead all came out together. They've been trying to recapture that mojo with a lot of failed efforts. The best of the bunch was Halt and Catch Fire, which, from what I've heard, is great, but never did well with critics, or not critics, but audiences and ratings. And then you have like stuff like Low Winter Sun and The Western, I'm drawing a blank on. All of these seem like just cookie cutter. And to me, that's kind of what Mick Mafia feels like to me, like just another rehash of the same thing. and I haven't heard anything to change my mind. All the reviews seem kind of like, you know, it's fine, check it out, but isn't really blowing me away. So we'll see how that does.
And there seems to be a little bit more hype surrounding this next one. You know, the unsolved murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., that'll be on USA. That one I've seen a few more previews for. There's obviously an awful lot of intrigue for guys like you and I in that generation with something like this. What are you hearing about this one?
I'm hearing it's pretty good. So it's directed by Anthony Hemingway, who did a couple of the episodes of O.J. Simpson and a couple of episodes of The Wire. And to me, it kind of feels like in the same territory as that People versus O.J. Simpson. I think that's what they're trying to do. And I don't know, because there's so much not solved in that. Like with O.J. Simpson, we knew what happened, you know? We knew the trial. We knew all this. And Unsolved has been such, like, a cluster of a trial. We still have no idea who did it, what happened. So I'm curious to see how it is. And I've heard pretty decent things about it. I'm not a big Josh Duhamel guy who plays one of the officers along with Jimmy Simpson, who I do like. So I think it's got an okay cast, but it's got good people behind the camera. And like I said, what I've heard has been pretty good. I don't think it'll be nearly as good as O.J. Simpson, but I think it can be a lesser version and still be quite good.
All right, I'll throw one last show at you here, and this is one that if you watched the Olympics, you probably saw plenty of previews for, called Good Girls on NBC. Now, this is supposed to be kind of, sort of, a comedy, right? I've only heard and seen a little bit about this. What kinds of things have you heard?
So it's a drama comedy about three women who decide to rob banks. It's got a great cast. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. The girl who played Anne in Arrested Development, her name's escaped my mind right now, Retta from Parks and Rec. So it's got a great cast. And when I saw the trailers, the first thing that came to my mind was like, oh, it's got a great cast, but it doesn't look like anything special. It's not changing the wheel. It just seems like something that's okay. And in this era of peak TV, it's so hard to just watch a TV show that's just okay. And from all the reviews I've read and people I've talked to, it's the same thing. It's okay. It's fine. It's fun, but it's not like anything special. And like I said, everything coming out now, like there's so many shows coming out every week, even on Netflix, like Altered Carbon I haven't been able to watch. I have a list of shows I'm just trying to watch that it's hard for me to like invest any time in something that's just okay. And from what I've heard, that's what it is. Even though I'm a huge Christina Hendricks fan, I hope it does well. I love everyone involved in that show. It doesn't seem like it's going to be anything that really stands out.
All right, my man, but we'll finish this the way we finish every interview. What are your picks to click for this week?
So a lot of the shows you talked about are coming out. I'm going to do something special this week, though. First, I will say my pick to click is on Thursday night on FX, season 2, Atlanta Robin season. The first season of Atlanta was fantastic, and this one's actually supposed to be better. It has more of a storyline to it. So anyone who hasn't seen the first season should watch that before they watch this season, but this season sounds like it's going to be great. And I'm going to go one more on this. For the first time, I'm going to recommend a book to read, a book that just came out called All the Pieces Matter, written by Jonathan Abrams, who used to write for Grantland, New York Times, a few other things. And it is basically an oral history of the production and creation of, in my mind, the greatest TV show ever made, which is The Wire. And it's just a lot of like inside baseball stories about how to make a TV show like that that should have never gotten made, and how they went about casting and stories about it being on set. It's one of those that even if you haven't watched The Wire, I think you'll enjoy it. But if you haven't watched The Wire, you're crazy, and you should watch The Wire because it's the best show ever. So watch The Wire, read the book, and those are my picks for this week.
Great stuff as always, my friend. We always enjoy having you on. We will do it again next Monday.
All right, sounds fantastic. I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks, Al. Again, Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.